Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
Oh, it's great to talk with you.
Mike, what's going on with gold?
Oh, we've seen gold finally get above the $2,000 an ounce mark. Silver is also above its recent highs of November and October. And this week we finally saw mining stocks come to life. They are playing a little bit of catch up with the price of gold. But, you know, that $2,000 level has been a barrier now for 2 years. I mean, it got above it briefly around the time of the start of the war in Ukraine for maybe a week, and then came back down. In this year, you know, gold up until, I'd say, recently has lagged the S&P 500 as the Fed was hawkish and continued to raise interest rates. But now gold is coming to life, maybe the next couple of years, definitely the next 6 to 12 months. And there's a fundamental reason beyond just looking at stock charts, and that is that the Federal Reserve has basically done its last interest rate hike of this cycle. It got up to the Fed fund rate to 5.5%, and now people are wondering, when is the Fed going to lower rates at some point next year? But the important thing is, we're at the peak of the cycle. There's some little bit of softening signs in the economic data. The rate of inflation has come down. It's getting to be around 3% for the month of November. That's the Federal Reserve projection. We'll get the official numbers in about 2 weeks. But the fact that it's come down around 3%, there's hope, you know, number that stands a target, but the very fact that, you know, it has come down as the Federal Reserve wanted, has positioned it where it doesn't need to keep raising interest rates at this point. So that's what's positive about gold, is because that means that at some point the Fed will be lowering rates.
Has the market already priced in the fact that rates likely won't go up any higher?
If you look inside the stock market averages and break the market up into various sectors, which mining stocks are one, what people aren't talking about, not on CNBC and not what I see on YouTube, at least, from trading gurus who basically like to talk about crypto, and on CNBC, it's always Tesla, NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, a couple stocks. That's all that people want to hear about. So this story is basically being ignored, and it has ramifications for gold investors, no matter what you're investing in. That's this rotation and what it means. That's why it's important to understand. So, you know, yeah, parts of the market have already priced it in. For example, the big cap technology stock, because they've gone up so much already this year, which has, you know, helped drive the S&P 500 up and the NASDAQ up. So I don't know how much more upside they really have. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they continue to go up into New Year's. And for instance, utilities and REITs are now outperforming the market, and both those sectors actually were badly underperforming, and then in October they dumped. The utility sector was down about 5% across the board in one single day in early October, which coincided with when interest rates were going on the 10-year bond briefly above 5%. And it's kind of when the market averages washed out, too. We had a correction from in S&P and NASDAQ from around June, July into October. And that correction coincided with this move up, final move up, I believe, in the 10-year Treasury yield in as we approach the end of the Fed hiking cycle. So here's what people need to understand. The utility sector and the REIT sector pay dividends. And utilities are both, utilities are typically a defensive stock, a sector, because the earnings of utility companies, you know, don't really go down when there's a recession. Conversely, they don't really boom or anything either. So the earnings are stable and people invest in them for the dividend. But when rates are going up, that dividend yield becomes less attractive. And then when rates peak, typically money will start to flow into utilities and REITs as people want to position themselves for the time when rates go down. So that's exactly what's going on in these sectors. They're starting to outperform at this key moment as historically they do. And that's a good confirmation for gold and silver, the action that we're seeing in there. And I think these sectors are likely to continue to do well also for the next 12 months, maybe even longer. So I see exciting opportunities there. Now, when it comes to the economic cycle of whether you're in a expansion or a recessionary phase and so forth, historically, the utility sector comes to life not when you're in the middle of a recession, but when you're at the final eighth or ninth inning of an economic expansion. And we're also, so I think that's the signal it's telling us. It's not telling us that the market, stock market, S&P, for example, is peaking out now, but it is a warning sign that, look, we're late in the game. At some point, the market averages will, you know, roll over. There may be more upside, though. And at some point, there will be a recession. The yield curve has been inverted now for over 12 months. That said, you know, in 2006, it inverted, and there wasn't a recession for 24 months. So I don't see signs of a recession, you know, in the next 6 months, but there could be one at any point after that. I don't really have a way to predict it. But I'm just overall saying I'm bullish on gold, on silver, in these defensive sectors now in the market. Another is, you know, classic defensive sector that's also coming to life is the tobacco sector. You know, also not a cyclically oriented sector. The earnings there are stable because people who are addicted to nicotine do not stop smoking, even if they lose their job. So the stable earnings, high yields available there, and I think that's the story being ignored. As everyone just wants to talk about the big cap tech stocks.
We'll have more with Mike Swanson right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mike Swanson. Mike, has too much attention been paid to AI? It reminds me so much of the 2000 dot-com bust.
Oh, for sure. And the peak of that excitement, interestingly enough, was in June and July when the NASDAQ had the final move of that, you know, of that peak that happened in July. A couple, maybe 3 or 4 weeks or so, stuff was going straight up. And that was when the maximum amount of attention was being given to the AI trend. And the way I think about that, it's, to me, it's very similar to when we're hearing so much about the metaverse. And I think what these really are means that people hear about, that get spread as reasons to explain a stock market rally and believe it will continue to go up without any hiccups. And so that's all I think it was a meme. Like, Metaverse was a meme. Sure, there'll be a couple companies that benefit from it. I guess NVIDIA is benefiting from it, but I don't really think it's changing the world. And it's not, at this point, you know, I think that's old news, you know. So if you could go for what the new trend is, I think that is the fact that we're late in the economic cycle, interest rates have peaked out, and I think what investors should do is focus on that fact and invest accordingly and not think about memes. So, for example, if you have it's a lot of questions, you know, to be asked if interest rates have peaked out, you know. Do you want to start to lock in money on long, you know, 1 or 2 year CDs, or buy bonds that for 1 or 2 years out and get a good yield? There are many people who have a lot of money piled up in money market funds. There are some brokerages that are paying close to 5% on money market funds, but one of the risks inherent in that is that when interest rates do go down, the yield that rate of interest you get on the money market fund is going to go down too. So you're not locked in on those rates, and people may want to lock in these rates here. And be prepared for when rates go down. There's so many ways to adjust that trend, gold and silver, a key thing. But I think that's the number one thing people need to be thinking about. I mean, I suggested buying utility stock, but there's bottom line is to think about it and figure out what you want to do.
Before we started the interview, you mentioned something about sector rotation, something other people aren't mentioning. So what's going on there?
Yeah, primarily more and more money flowing into these defensive-oriented sectors, such as the tobacco sector, utilities, the REIT sector. And also, you notice there's some weakness in the energy sector, but the energy sector, it came alive after the market, the S&P and NASDAQ peaked in July. Energy stocks are outperforming the market for a few months this summer, and that also historically is a part of a sector rotation pattern where energy stocks, you know, do very well also at the late end of an economic expansion. So that's what I see, is all these sector rotation patterns suggesting that we're not in a recession yet, but we're in the eighth or ninth inning of an economic expansion, and interest rates, you know, to me, this is just further confirmation that interest rates have peaked out.
Mike, what's going on with uranium?
It's coming alive a little bit. I'm not really an expert on uranium. There's been a couple uranium companies you can really invest in that turn a profit, such as Cameco Eagle. But, you know, the uranium price has gotten a bid this summer. I mean, I've just noticed on the chart it's gone up. I don't really know what's behind that, though. It's a very small sector, I guess. It's a commodity that can be easily influenced with a small amount of money going in and out of it.
Do you follow the crypto front?
Key thing people need to understand when it comes to crypto is it historically it's trades with the NASDAQ. You can use mathematics to correlate what one security does in relation to other securities. There's people that have asserted that crypto is an alternative to the dollar, but there's absolutely no mathematical relationship between how crypto trades and what the U.S. dollar index does. So I think that's a giant myth. And what crypto is correlated with is the action in the NASDAQ. It's basically a call option on the NASDAQ. So if you're bullish on the NASDAQ, you know, you don't want to buy calls, you can play crypto. But when the NASDAQ goes down, eventually, expect your cryptos to go down too. And that's all it is.
Mike, anything else we should be keeping a close eye on?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, this is a good time of year to reassess you know, what you've done this year in your trading and investing, and prepare yourself for this new phase in the economic cycle that I don't think we're thinking about, and figure out, you know, do you want to do some tax loss selling on stuff you made losses in and move it into stuff that you may think will outperform next year? That might be the most important thing to do.
Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you. Great to talk with you.
My guest has been Mike Swanson, editor of WallStreetWindow.com. If you have any questions for Mike or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com, our YouTube channel, Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.